First and foremost, the little train of La Mure was built to facilitate the transport of anthracite from the Matizine Plateau. However, and rather quickly, this was not going to be the only activity. As soon as it was put into service, the little train was used to transport passengers, residents of the plateau, tourists, and even pilgrims. At the height of its activity, a freight train, or a train carrying both freight and passengers, runs every half hour on the section from St. George to La Mure. It's by far the busiest. What is merchandise? Well, first of all, everyday products brought up from Grenoble for consumption. Fish for restaurants, drinks for cafes, rolls of fabric, and leather for gloves. The little train of La Mure fits perfectly into the daily life of the inhabitants. It has special carriages to deliver mail. Even the miners' pay arrives by train. Originally having an industrial vocation, the train also became a contributor to agricultural life. It was used to transport horses and goats, but fruit as well, such as oranges, that were once offered to all the children of La Motte d'Aveillon. At the beginning of the 20th century, it was a beautiful gift for many. And that's not all. The train has more under its hood. It was used for the construction of the Sauté Dam in Cor, which was filled with water in the 1930s. At the time, it was the largest reinforced concrete structure in the world. After the Second World War in the 1950s, the train continued to participate in the agricultural boom of the Matizine Plateau. Imagine it climbing the ramp carrying the famous McCormick tractors from the Marshall Plan. Their tractors were very useful for the rugged work of the plateau. Through industrial and public investment, the little train of La Mure has become an asset for many sectors of regional life, and it has played an essential and beneficial role for all its inhabitants for over 100 years.